Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, the cattle complex seems set to open on a mixed basis today, tied to a combination of follow-through selling and pre-weekend short covering. Hog futures should also begin with uneven price action, with residual selling on one hand and profit-taking on the other. While it's possible that we could see odds and ends trade in cattle feeding country today, trade volume expectations are limited thanks to the active round of business conducted midweek. Although some show lists still have ready cattle for sale, most producers have little stomach to entertain still lower bids than those used at midweek. We saw a $115 trade in our part of the country, about $3 lower than a week ago. Hog buyers have experienced little trouble in moving numbers this week. Thursday's trade was just the latest example of lower bids successfully generating a relatively large country run. Lean futures also seem set to open on both sides of unchanged today, thanks to follow-through selling on one hand and short covering on the other. Over on the grain, soybeans headed south in a big way yesterday after crop scouts inspecting Midwest fields found big pod counts in Illinois. That led to speculation actual production may exceed USDA's current forecast. Corn and wheat futures also closed lower, with corn moving down with soybeans. Losses in corn were kept in check by today's big new crop export sales and by the tour estimating Illinois yields under USDA latest at 200 bushels per acre forecast. Wheat markets didn't move lower, with corn and soybeans amid growing ongoing reports of big crops elsewhere in the world. In Russia, a consultant raised that country's wheat harvest to 73 million metric tons from its previous 71.3 million. The 2015 harvest there was 61.8 million tons. Corn futures closed about 4 cents lower to put them at a two-week low and below key moving averages. Crop tour findings suggest Illinois yields may be down from USDA's current 200 bushels per acre. In eastern Iowa, the tour on Thursday put the average yield near 190, which would be up from last year and three-year average. And the soybeans dropped about 3% following the tour reports of good yield potential in Illinois and western Iowa. We'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close, live cattle futures, October, down 37 cents at 108.52, and December was down 20 cents at 109.95. September feeder cattle down 120 at 141.80, and the October was down 97 cents at 138.10. October hogs down 162 at 58.70. December down 157 yesterday at 54.47. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September down 2.25 at 405.5, and December was down 1.75 at 432.25. September wheat Chicago down 2.75 at 401.25. December down 2.5 at 423.75. September corn down 4 cents, 323.5. December down 4.25 at 332. And September soybeans down 32.5 at 998.25. November was down 29.75 at 975.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.